We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios in Greeley, Colorado. What a great day out there, man. It's nice to get up and see a little sunshine, and everything's so greened up after the rain. But what a great Wednesday here in Colorado. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Buildings by Design comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com or check out some of their great projects they've completed on Facebook. Hey, just joining us here in a moment is Tatum Aragon from Indian Hills. Later on the show, we will have Mike Magaro from Resurrection Christian Head Baseball coach as they enter the playoffs, along with Casey Miller, the Bulldogs coach out at University High. And we are waiting for those regional brackups and want to talk to them about entering these playoffs. And it's an exciting time for a lot of high schoolers and the track, state track meet. Man, if you're around Jeffco Stadium or can make it down to Jeffco Stadium Thursday and Friday, Saturday, all five classifications running, it's just a great event. And if you have some information for us, please text us at the Mojo Funeral and Cremation Services text line at 888-530-0043. Excited to have with us right now, this girl is going to the National Junior College Tournament, Tatum Aragon. Tatum, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Indian Hills in Iowa. You chose to go and continue your softball career there. And did you anticipate this when you signed with Indian Hills that you would be headed to the national tournament?
I definitely hoped for it, and I knew this team had a chance at that, and so it was definitely one of the reasons I decided to come here.
Well, you not only went to Indian Hills, you're knocking it out, man. I think you've played in every game. You're hitting .384, Tatum. jump from high school ball to college ball. You've hit four home runs, 32 RBIs. I mean, you're scoring runs. You even have a few stolen bases in there. But how fun has it been for you, Tatum, to join this team?
Oh, it's been super fun. I really enjoy the girls and just like the atmosphere that we're in, and everyone really wants to be here and compete and win, and that's what I love. So it's been great.
So, wow, against Southwestern, that was the first two games, I think, of your regionals. Is it Region 11? Is that what region you are in the JUCO circuit?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You were a solid 4-for-4 against Southwestern. I mean, you guys go on and win the regionals. That wasn't an easy series with Crowder. You guys won the first game and then lost 4-3. So you had to come back for a winner takes all game. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us about your first regional tournament. It's spread out over a few days, but just tell us about the competition and how it went for you.
Well, after winning against Eastern or SEC, I was which ones so they are. We were really pumped to be going to districts, and we knew Crowder was going to be good and different competition than what we've been seeing. But that's the team that they lost to last year to go to nationals. And so the girls, the sophomores from last year, definitely had a little vengeance to get when coming to see them. But, yeah, we came out on that first game really pumped, really ready to win. And, I mean, we won 8-0, so that was really good. In the second game, we just didn't start as strong as we wanted to and just wasn't able to. Weren't able to finish it in the end, but we were all very upset and ready for the next day because we knew that we'd win that and that we had to go to the national tournament. And so got some sleep in, and then went and did a job.
Yeah, you guys did. 4-1. Good game, though. I mean, when it's a 4-1 softball game, man, it is not over until that final out. But now you're on to the Nationals. Tell us where the national tournament is, when you guys play your first game, and how do you travel there?
Our national tournament is in Oxford, Alabama, and we actually went there earlier this year just for a tournament, and so we have been there before, and we bused down there, about a 16-hour drive, so it's kind of crazy. And so I think we're going to bus again, but harder, so it'll be a bigger bus, and that's nice, and I think we'll have a stop in there.
Sure.
Yeah, and then our first game is Tuesday at noon, I believe.
Okay.
I'm really excited about that.
Now, for people out there wanting to watch, are your games streamed, Tatum?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure where, but they do.
Hey, Tatum, you're breaking up a little bit. Are you in a good cell area?
My dorm room, but I can try moving.
Okay, that's good. So you're heading down to Alabama now. Are you primarily left field right now?
Yeah, I am.
Because I know you can play anywhere on the field, and on the website you're actually listed, you know, early in the year as a utility player. But have you found your home in left field for this season?
Yeah, I'm really comfortable there right now, and I don't think I'll be moving anytime soon. So. That's my new home right now.
You're one of the freshmen in the starting lineup. How many freshmen start for your team?
I think we have 5 or 6 that start.
Okay. So you'll have some returners, you know, basing it on if the freshmen come back. Have you made decisions for next year? Will you return to Indian Hills, or is that decision yet to be made?
Not official yet, but I think I'll be coming back here. As of right now, I feel comfortable here, and I'm ready for another year.
That's awesome. Well, you got there because you followed your brother, Diego, who now plays for LSU Shreveport. Now, they're battling in their regional right now. They have to win some games. They got beat earlier, but a little bragging rights going on in the family right now because you are on to the national tournament. Your brother has to win, I think, 3 more games to get there.
Yeah, our group chat is definitely chatting right now. But my brother made, when he was at Indian Hills, he went to the World Series his freshman year. So I don't have that much bragging rights yet. But
that's right. Yeah,
it.
Diego, they played in Grand Junction at the National JUCO World Series his freshman year. Absolutely. Thanks for that reminder. How do you guys prepare this week, not playing until Tuesday? Did you get a couple days off, or what's your practice schedule like this week, Tatum?
We got Monday off, and then we practiced. We had a light practice yesterday. And then we'll have a heavier practice today and tomorrow. And then we'll have a light practice before we leave on the bus Friday. And then when we get to Alabama, we'll practice, I think, Sunday, but we aren't sure exactly where. But then Monday, we'll practice on the fields we play at.
Gotcha. Now, are you still in classes or are they over?
I just finished my last paper yesterday, so I'm all done.
How good a feeling was that, turning in that last paper?
It was really good, especially after being on the road so much this season and having to miss a lot of school. So it just felt good to finally be done and able to just focus on
football. Well, I know you, and I know you did a great job balancing the academics and softball. So not everybody can do that as well. So congratulations on that. Hey, Tatum, after Nationals, what's your summer plans?
I plan on coming back, and I think I'm going to work for TC. That's where I played my club ball.
Sure. Triple crown, sure.
Yeah. And then just hang out enjoy Colorado in the mountains.
And will you play at all this summer, or just work out at the at Triple Crown?
I think I'm just going to work out at Triple Crown. Maybe just play with my sister and stuff, but nothing serious.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed. You guys, you know, out of your 53 games, you guys are 45-8. Of those 45 wins, 11 have been shutouts. So you guys are obviously one of the top teams in the nation. And, man, we just wish you the best of luck going to Alabama, Tatum.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
All right, we'll have you again sometime. That is Tatum Aragon with Indian Hills Community College, and they are on to the National JUCO Tournament in Oxford, Alabama. Boy, do we wish them luck. She's just had a, she had a great high school career at Fort Collins High School, and was an all-around athlete, played tennis, played basketball as well, and now making her college sports softball and off to a tremendous start. Let's take a break, but before we do, I don't have to tell you farmers and ranchers how important water is. Farming season is right around the corner, and if you want to get the most out of your water this summer, get in contact with Quality Well and Pump, Colorado's only full-service irrigation company. Visit them online at qualitywellandpump.com. We will be back with Mike Magaro, the head baseball coach at Resurrection. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, from pro sports to pickleball to youth tournaments, you'll find it all at Legends Complex. This is now the premier destination for sports and events in northern Colorado. Located in Windsor, 118-acre complex is the home of the Hailstorm and the Owls pro soccer and pro baseball teams. Hey, the Owls pick up. They start their season. Frank Gonzalez and his Owls start their season May 23rd. For all their ticket options, visit thehailstormfc.com or northerncoloradoowls.com and click on the tickets tab. We can't wait to welcome you to the Future Legends Complex, where legends are made. Well, speaking of legends, you know, we've got a couple of Patriot League coaches coming on here next. And right now it's Mike Magaro from the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Coach, it's finally baseball weather and the playoffs are starting. How are you today?
I'm good, Coach. How are you?
So I'm doing good. You know, I'm looking at this Patriot League, and you guys finished 9-4 and in the tough league. It's really tough top five. That's how I judge it. And then there's the rest of the league, and I'll probably get a little argument out of that. But the top five are really good. And going to be, I think, probably in that final eight, depending on how the bracketing comes out and things like that. Coach, are you expecting that bracket out today?
Yeah, that's what I think. It'll be coming out here. It might even be out, you know, during our time on the call here. I'm checking my emails now and looking for it. So,
well, I'll tell you
what. I
think
they'll be out here soon.
If it comes on, whatever we're talking about, let's just interrupt and we'll go there, because during break, I was looking for it too, and I don't think it was out yet. And the reason I thought that is because they still had the RPI up. And sometimes, I know during basketball, when the brackets came out, they shut the RPI off. So
yeah, I remember that happening last year too. So I will let you know, Coach, if I see something come through and have some insider info for
all
you.
All right. Well, hey, Coach, assess your season. I mean, you have a young squad, two or three seniors, but most of your predominant players are underclassmen, and you have had some great games within the league and outside the league. But assess your season a little bit.
Yeah, I've been proud of our guys from the get-go. You know, I think one thing that we continue to try to work on day in and day out is just consistency. You know, with us playing early in the year, you know, we kind of lacked that consistency and then got hot you know, near the second half of the season, and then ran into Berthoud and Sterling, where we didn't play our best baseball or anything like that. But, you know, overall, I've been pleased, you know, with the way our guys have been playing and everything. And I think, you know, whenever we're playing good team baseball and throwing strikes, you know, we're one of the top eight in the state going into, you know, this regional weekend and everything. It's just a matter of making sure we show up every day and ready to work.
Now, Coach, you're currently number nine in the RPI. Is there a chance that you host? Are any of those, or is it any of those teams that won their league, didn't finish high enough in RPI? Is there that possibility?
Yeah, I think there is still a possibility. From my understanding of it, it is a combination of RPI and Max Preps.
Correct.
Rating. So Max Preps came out with their rankings, I think, last night. It was like 1 a.m., and I woke up to them and everything. So there is still a shot where, say, we're tied with somebody like the academy that's below us, and both of our averages are 8.5, right? So our RPI were 9, Max Preps were 8, so we're 8.5. And then same with the academy. So with that, I think they fall back to the Max Preps rating as the next tiebreaker.
Did they win their league?
They did not.
They did not. So, yeah, that makes total sense then. Total sense. Who won that league?
I believe it was Faith Christian.
Faith. Okay, so Faith in the... See, I am not used to the academy being in that league because that's something new this cycle. So not quite used to that. But, you know, Faith... one of those top teams always as well, outside the Patriot League. Great baseball tradition. I mean, they got a couple guys playing in Major League Baseball right now, but, they have to be one of those teams that the Patriot League will have to contend with in state play.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw them earlier this year, back, I believe it was in April and everything in there. They're a solid team all the way around. You know, they play good defense. They run the bases hard and everything. We unfortunately couldn't play catch in the bottom of the seventh inning, you know, where we ended up losing to them. But they're a strong team overall. You know, that's somebody I've definitely kept my eye on this year with how they're doing, as well as, you know, the Bayfields and Deltas of the world as well.
And Coach, you had, you know, if we go back and look at all the Patriot League games and maybe all the games throughout the season, you know, in the state, you had to play in one of the, you know, most exciting games, 9-inning game against Berthoud. You know, I know you came out on the short end, you know, of that, but what a great game to be part of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what I talked with, I think it was a Loveland Herald reporter afterwards, Nate Whittaker, and just said, hey, it was fun. You know, losing isn't fun, but just being a part of that and watching two young pitchers go toe-to-toe through 9 innings, I've never been a part of a baseball game like that, you know, whether it was playing or coaching. So it was fun to watch, and hopefully, you know, they're a good team, and I think they might have a shot at getting out of their regionals. Actually, Coach, I just got an email now. I don't know if it's posted on the CHASA website yet, so this might be some insider information.
Break it, baby. Let's go.
Okay. So it looks like we will be hosting a regional.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And who will be part of that region, Coach?
So it'll be, we're the 8 seed. We'll play Peak to Peak, the 25 seed in the first game. And then on the other side of it, the Academy did end up being the 9 seed against Manitou Springs. So,
all right.
Definitely a tough region.
Yes. So Manitou Academy, they'll face off, and you will play Peak to Peak. And it will be your decision, I believe, on the schedule. And with the help of getting umpires.
right. As from what this email reads, it looks like Chaffin's going to provide the umpires for us, so I don't have to worry about
you
it.
You don't have
much,
to worry
hopefully.
About that. But they may dictate the time somewhat, I guess, based on umpires. So where will you play at, Coach? Since we don't you guys don't have a home field anymore.
Yes, so we're fortunate enough. I talked with Bobby Warner from Windsor Parks and Rec, so we'll be able to host where we play our home games there. At
nice.
Park.
And let's give out a shout to the Windsor Rec and Bobby Warner. Not a better guy around. Tara Foch over there, the Windsor Rec director. Man, they just knock it out for so many people. And when it's situations like this, when you're needing a field, you couldn't ask for better people to work with.
Absolutely. You know, I've known Bobby since my Triple Crown work days and everything, and he's spot on. You know, anytime I need something or have a question for him, you know, he responds right away. And he's even a better human being, you know.
Yes.
I live in Windsor, and I see him in at the grocery store at Ace Hardware all the time, and we always stop and talk, you know, for 5 to 10 minutes, and he's always asking about how the team's doing.
Well, so, and he's such a supporter, man. He does the PA, you know, for the Windsor Wizards, and he's involved in that. He's always helping kids in some phase at the rec or over at the high school, so he's just one great guy. So do we know anything about these three teams that you're going to be facing up with, Coach?
Yeah, so we actually played peak to peak earlier this year, so we have a decent idea of what they have, you know, on the mound and at the plate and everything. You know, they're a quality club. I'm surprised that they're as low as what they are in RPI.
Yeah, they came in at 25, is that right?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
So whenever we went down there, I mean, we saw a quality arm. We ended up winning that one in extra innings too, in I believe it was either extra innings or the top of the seventh. I had one of my swing players actually come in and get a big time base hit, Vincent Fuller, to score the go ahead run. And you know, their pitcher on the mound, you know, threw well enough to win the game. We just edged them out a little bit, and they seemed to play good baseball as well. You know, the academy we played last year, I know they put up some good wins throughout this season. They were a quality club last year, and I think they have some different coaching changes down there. And then Manitou, I'll let you talk to Coach Miller about. Hopefully he can give me some insight.
That's right.
On them, because they just played them earlier this
Stay tuned.
Stay
tuned. But boy, it's always fun when it comes out and you look at the brackets and you look at this. But you know what? Getting to host and, you know, looking at those teams, yeah, there's some good teams in there, but you know, you have a fighting chance. You know that if you play good baseball and you throw some strikes, you can come out on top on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of our biggest goals going into this year, is being able to host a regional, especially the way things shook out last year with the Loveland game, you know, and that whole debacle type of thing with the pitch count. Of being able to host this year was, you know, goal number one going into the postseason, so we can check that one off the list.
Nice. Hey, let's go back to that birthday game, talking about pitch count a little bit. When I got online and I was looking at all the stats, I saw that Adam Hayes threw 116 pitches, and I go, and I had forgotten that if you are under the count facing the batter, you get to continue through that at bat. So he was able to complete the game.
Yeah, he was. It was, we ended up getting picked off at first base on a bang bang play, where if that doesn't happen, we could have maybe at least had one batter see a different pitcher other than the Hayes kid.
And the way he was throwing that day, they wouldn't have been any better, that's for sure.
Yes, yep. So it was, I mean, he's a quality arm. You know, I didn't know a whole lot about him going into it, and he commands his zone really well. So, you know, that's a team that I'd definitely be on the lookout for, you know, coming out of regionals. Looking here, it looks like they got a 12 seed and going to Montezuma Cortez. So you know, there's somebody that could be playing in Greeley here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, too. Absolutely. And I think, you know, sometimes that's really a good thing going over to that area, Montezuma. And I'm sure they have a chance. So, well, man, Coach, it's great talking to you. And thanks for that breaking news, you know, live here on Coach Speak, KFKA 1310, the voice of Northern Colorado. But it's always good talking to you. You do a great job with your team, and you know, I'm just gonna go say it. I think we'll see you in Greeley.
Well, thanks, kids. We gotta take care of business.
I know you do.
Peak first.
I know you do.
We gotta take it one game at a time.
Patriot League is tough. There's some coach talk right there. Absolutely, you do. But thanks, Coach, and we will be talking soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Coach Mike Magaro, the head baseball coach at Resurrection Christian. And breaking news, they get a host, which means we're going to be talking to another host team here after this break, Casey Miller from the University Bulldogs. But, hey, if you've been injured on the job site but not serious enough to get surgery, make that pain go away at Proactive. Visit them at ProactiveColorado.com. And back we will be with Coach Casey Miller of the University Bulldogs. Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Great talking to Coach Magaro. Some breaking news, and of course, we're going to get some more from Coach Miller here in just a minute. But road trip season is here, and you need to make sure your car is ready to go. Visit AAMCO of Fort Collins and AAMCO of Loveland. Our friends are there to help you. But on the line right now with us is Casey Miller, the fine coach of the University Bulldogs. Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Get you out of class for a few minutes. You got a little coverage, or are you actually on a little break right now?
You caught me in the middle of... our second of four field days here at University Elementary. So.
Absolutely. The elementary field days. Man, could you have gotten a better day, Coach?
No, we've been lucky. So we have them all this week. We had one yesterday, we have one today, and then the next 2 days. And it's gorgeous outside, so it's a good day for everyone.
Absolutely. Enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy now knowing that you are going to be hosting. And tell us the teams that are in your region, Coach.
Talking to my athletic director this morning, it's looking like we are going to have Jefferson Academy with our first matchup. And then the other two teams that are coming is going to be Basalt and Valley.
Okay, so we knew there would be a Patriot team in some other region, that there would be multiple Patriot League teams, so that's going to be in your region, and that will be hosted this Saturday, correct?
Yes, sir. Game one will be 10 a.m., game two will be 12:30, and then the winners will play at 3 p.m.
Gotcha. That's always such a fun day, you know, fun day of baseball, and not only people that are attending, for example, your region, but everybody's on their phone trying to get scores from across the state and around to see if there's any upsets in the making, and it's just, you know, a fun day of baseball. Hey, Coach, you have had a tremendous season. Man, you guys are 21-2, 12-1 in the tough Patriot League. Assess your season for our audience, just from the beginning and the progression that you guys have made upon entering regional play?
Well, I think all coaches do it kind of in the off season. Once you know your schedule, you start kind of just playing the game of who's who and who's going to be our tough competition. And you kind of start looking at the schedule and trying to assess where your record might end up. Kind of like everyone's doing with the Broncos right now. The schedule released this week, and so everyone's going through the schedule and seeing, are we going to get more than more wins and losses? And so when I assessed our schedule last off season, I thought we might get through the season with maybe 5 or 6 losses. Just looking at some of the bigger schools we were playing and some of the tournaments. So for us to come out of this 21-2, I'm very, very, very satisfied with our regular season. Very proud of the season that our guys put together. That's 21-2. That's a heck of a season, and not a lot of teams say that they win 20 games in 1 year. So very pleased with what we've done. But our goal wasn't to go 21-2 in the regular season. It could all come crashing down this weekend. So we know that we still have work to do, and nothing's won yet.
Well, and that's just a great way to put it, Coach. But I assume, and correct me, but are you guys the number 2 seed overall?
Yes, we. As far as I know, we are. I have not seen anything official. Like I said, I'm in the middle of a field day, so I haven't been really on my phone much. I don't know if Chas has pushed anything out yet.
Just talked to Mike over at Resurrection, and they are hosting, so I know it is out. It is official. They actually came up with the number 8 seed, and he will be giving you a call because they play Manitou Springs.
Oh, nice.
You had a nice, impressive win against Manitou. Tell us a little bit about that game.
We went down to Manitou yesterday, and we squared off with them. That was our first round of state last year, and they play really exciting baseball. They do it. They small ball. They will try to take the extra base when it allows. They pounded the strike zone. They threw strikes. They played solid defense. They did a really good job, and they're always a solid club for sure.
And isn't that the fun part of seeing teams from, you know, different areas too? You just mentioned they can play some small ball. You know, they know how to run the bases. Just different brands of baseball. It's just not get up there and pitch and hit. There's a lot of, you know, strategy and different implications of how you play the game throughout the state.
Yeah, their coach does a really good job of just taking whatever team he has that year and playing to their strengths. And I think that's something that all coaches should do. You just have to play with what your strengths are and be adaptable from year to year. I don't think every single year you can line it up and be the same exact team. I would say that we're a lot different team this year than we were last year. And so that's something that Manitou does very well. And watching them last year in state, that's kind of where I got the idea of, hey, we need to be a little faster, more aggressive, chaotic team this year, just because we lost some big bats last year.
Sure. And it's turned out pretty darn well for you.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I like to think that our games are fun to watch. We do some exciting things. We try to cause chaos. But our pitchers do a great job throwing strikes this year. That's one thing that we're doing great this year. Last year we struggled with base on balls and we struggled with hit by pitches. This year our pitchers are doing so well throwing strikes and getting more strikeouts than walks. So that just lets us breathe a little easier and it takes pressure off our defense.
Well, let's talk about your staff a little bit. I know it starts with Riggs, but go through some of the, you know, your staff and the guys. I know we're not going to ask you who's throwing the first game or anything like that, but go through some of the guys that we're going to be seeing perform in regionals this coming Saturday, Coach.
So like you said, you know, Riggs is going to get the ball one of those games, and he's really fun to watch. He's had a great year. And honestly, he's been one of the most productive pitchers that I've had here since I've been at university. And we've had some really, really good arms over
you
the
sure
last
have.
5 years. And so Riggs has put together a great year. And then we follow that up with I call them the Connors. We got Connor Weber and Connor Danoff. We've been throwing those two guys together because it's a right-hand, left-hand combination, and they work really well together. And they're pretty much inseparable on and off the field. So when you see one Connor, you got the other Connor. So we call them the Connors. And then following them up, we have Caleb Tejada. He's a right-hand pitcher. And then Corey Kaler. Those guys are about the bulk of our innings this year.
Right. Corey was our Norfolk Player of the Week 1 week.
No doubt about it. And then we've got some guys kind of waiting in the wings that could make some noise in postseason as well. We've got Cade Van Bever. He's our everyday second baseman. But when he gets on the bump, he turns into a nasty little bulldog. He's pretty firm with multiple pitches. We got a big lefty, McCoy Lucero. He had an outing this week, and he really turned our heads and commanded pitches, little velocity with his 6'5" frame from the left-hand side. So it was really refreshing to see him get some innings this week too.
Well, you guys are deep on, deep with the staff. Coach, let our audience know just kind of the preparation that you will take now between today and Saturday, getting your team ready for regionals.
Today we're going to focus on hitting. We're going to have a big hitting day. We just got to get back to driving the baseballs through the middle of the field. We got a little pole heavy yesterday. So we're going to really drill hit today and just work on driving baseballs, driving line drives. They play everywhere every day. And then tomorrow we're actually planning on going over to Silver Creek and we're going to scrimmage them. And then, Friday we'll kind of come back, have a good defensive day, team D bunt coverages, and then get ready for Saturday.
That's great. So are you guys allowed two scrimmages during the season? Is that?
You're allowed so many in regular season and then postseason.
And then
so
you get an extra one in post.
Yes, sir.
That's fun. That's fun. And that's really fun for the guys going, say you're going over to Silver Creek.
Yes, sir.
You know, to play a 4A baseball team and a team that's in like you guys in a really good league.
Yep, no doubt. And I like playing those bigger schools. They just play a good brand of baseball. They play a little faster. We know that we're going to get arms. We know that they're going to attack the baseball. And so, hoping to make both teams better tomorrow and sets both teams up for the weekend.
Absolutely. So, well, Coach, I'll tell you what, it's always great having you on. And what other teams throughout the state, you know, we're so inclined to the Patriot League. Are there some teams out there that you see them in a bracket or you will see them in a bracket and go, you know what, I'm kind of glad they're not in our region?
Well, and looking at the RPI, it was looking like we might get Burford to come back over this way, and they're a grimy team, and I know they've got some good arms over there, so I know they're going to make some noise wherever they go. And then just looking around the state, looks like Faith Christian's going to be that tough team out of the Metro League, and then there's a couple question mark teams. You got the Coal Ridge that I believe went undefeated. And then you have Montezuma Cortez, which is like a 3 or 4 loss team. So there's a bunch of solid teams. And like you said, watching the phones on Saturday and starting to put together that state bracket, it's always fun to look. But it's a sudden death day. And I've already been telling the boys that nothing is guaranteed for us.
Unlike state, you don't get 2 losses in regionals. It's those 4 teams, and one comes left standing. But, hey, Coach, thanks again for taking the time today. We appreciate it, and we will be in contact again soon.
Perfect. Thank you for reaching out.
Thank you. Casey Miller, University Bulldogs. We will be back to wrap up Coach Speak after these messages. Welcome back as we wrap up Coach Speak. Thanks to Kyle out there for the text. Baseball brackets are now up on Chassa. So visit Chassa's website, chassa.com, and you will see those baseball brackets up there. Our thanks today for Tatum Aragon, and congratulations to her for moving on to the National JUCO Softball Tournament. She is a left fielder for Indian Hills Community College. Also, great information from Mike Magaro and Casey Miller from University. Thanks, Northern Colorado.